Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Lindsay Williams. I want to go to calls. Just in a quick answer, what about your elitist sources priming the pump with good info to sucker punch everybody down the road with disinfo? I mean, have you ever worried about that, Lindsay?
I would be if it had ever happened in 35 years' time. Now, keep in mind, the one person right now that gives me more information than anything else has been a very close personal friend, an ally, his entire family, his wife, his children, all of them I know personally. I've been with them. I've been in their home. Never in one time in 35 years have they given me any disinformation, and they're not going to start now. I'll tell you why. Because they're in their 70s and 80s, these people are. They know they're facing eternity. They know they're going to have
to... No, I hear what you're saying. Great answer. I believe you. Let's go to Roy in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Roy. Come on down.
Alex, Lindsay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm calling deep within the confines of FEMA Region 2, and I wanted to Lindsay, not to be discouraged. A lot of people are awake, and even though some of them aren't Christians, they are deeply spiritual, and I'm one of them, and I do have a standing relationship with my Creator. But evil will never fail, not in this lifetime or any lifetime coming after us. So people need to not be fearful. They need to be confident. They need to wake people up around them and do everything they can. Get storable food, get ammo, get all those things.
But more importantly, wake up and reach out to people. And if a lot of people say, Alex, you're real paranoid. No, I'm not. I'm aware of history, and I'm out there out front. I know we can beat these people, Roy. Do you have any questions for Lindsay?
No, I'm just happy to hear Lindsay Williams back on your show. Every time he does, I tune in, and I thank you both for your work.
Well, thank you, Roy. Let's go to Justin in Minnesota. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams. You got a question?
Yes, I do. Basically, I'm a Catholic, and my church has pretty much been, I don't know, it seems like playing the New World game, asking for World Banks and whatnot. I'd just like to ask Lindsay one thing, what he thinks about the hierarchy of the church, because I have... tons of people in my community, in my church community, who are awake but are afraid to speak out because of group consensus about, you know, the Vatican asking for a World Bank. And
yeah, what about the Vatican calling for a World Bank and all this stuff, Lindsay?
You know, the elite have never been willing to talk to me about certain things, and one of them is the Vatican. Now, I have personal opinions, but those don't weigh at all because you can't depend on what I think in my mind. But whenever these people give me something, I'll say it. They have never been willing to go into the subject of the Vatican.
Anything else you'd like to add there, sir?
Yes, actually, I have two really important comments to make because I've waited so long to get on the show. I'd like to point out that MIT's open courseware, they're teaching things like how to stage a revolution. And the quote underneath the heading is from Mao Zedong, dated 1927. And the funny thing, or sad thing, I should say, is it says how to stage a revolution. And it shows four men to the left with a flag and three men and a guillotine to the right.
Yeah, let me stop you. Send me that. Email that right now to showtips@infowars.com. I have that in the article. The Egyptians have arrested a bunch of State Department front liberal groups who claim they want democracy, but everywhere they go, they try to bring tyranny. And the government, the illegitimate government, is creating its own little commissariat, enforcer system for their fake revolution, and it's totally seditious and evil. But where do people find that from the, because I know the universities are training for revolution against freedom, an engine of pure evil, but how do you find that?
You go to MIT or OCW.MIT.edu and go under the humanities, social studies, look under the heading history. And, I mean, this is full courseware, so this is their whole course.
I tell you what, send it to me right now. Send it to me right now. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are doing a fourth hour of special transmission today. Coming up at the start of the next hour, Gary Franchi, who runs a big Ron Paul super PAC of Restore the Republic, is another one of the groups he created. Really kicked things off, of course, working with Aaron Russo, does a great job. He has put out a bunch of really well-produced TV ads that are as good as anything I've seen the actual campaign put out. And so it just shows the power of the grassroots. He's going to be joining us then to look at some breaking economic news that Max Keiser says he's breaking here. We'll be on with us in the last 30 minutes. And you're like, last 30 minutes? Yes, we're doing a fourth hour today. But people like Barbara listening on 1630 AM KKGM, we're going to get to you this hour. You may have called in and talked to Williams, but we couldn't get to everybody, so you'll get to ask your question to myself, Bob Chapman, you name it, Robert, Justin, Barbara, Mark, Sean. That's Sean's first up when we do go to the calls. Coming up, but during this hour too with Bob, we can go over a lot of different news and get Bob's take on it and your take as well. But I promise we will start going to your calls at 24 after. We'll go to them very quickly and intersperse news with that. Again, if you missed what Lindsey Williams was covering, if you want to get his DVD set breaking all this down, it's prophecyclub.com or 888-799-6111. Also, if you want to support what we're doing, You can go to Infowars.com and get all 18 of my films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. That looks completely crazy if you're watching us on the Internet, because they keep showing video shots. If you're on the radio, you can't see it, obviously, of the Cobra staff. By the way, that makes me think of, we're going to Bob here in a minute. That makes me think of the report that was in the news of the guy getting arrested at the airport for the cane knife. And Rob Dew, who was visiting in-laws, I guess, in South Carolina, he came in today and he goes, yeah, I saw that. I have video of it, of a kind of hip-hop dressed guy who tried to go through with a cane with a knife in it. And he got through the first time through the TSA and then went outside to smoke a cigarette and came back in. And that's what Rob Dew actually caught on tape. So we're going to play that on the nightly news tonight and do a blurb at Infowars.com on that subject. But I just digressed completely because they cut to a shot over there of my 18 films. I don't think that's all of them there that you get for 70%+ off. For the everything special, and it's a great way to wake your friends and family up and support our transmission. And you can see this. This is a Cobra Commander staff, because I've joked around and talked about our government behaving like the villainous Cobra Commander. Someone mailed me a complete Cobra Commander mask, suit. The problem is that it looks like it's for a child, so obviously I can't put it on, or a teenager. But we have the entire Cobra Commander getup now here at the office. It came in on Monday, and this stuff has been laying around in here since I've been, you know, had it. And the crew keeps cutting to it with no description of why. And I saw some comment on the web of, look, they're secretly showing cobras subliminally. No, it's not subliminally. I'm holding a cobra staff here in my hand. Hail, Cobra! Everyone will now accept global New World Order currency. World government is good. Of course, the same voice of Cobra Commander is also the voice of Starscream. I'm going to be the leader, Megatron, not you. Okay, we've got to have some comic relief here at the end of the show. And if you didn't watch the Transformers back in the 1980s, well, then you don't know what I'm talking about. I can actually do a... Optimus Prime voice. Did you know that? Think I should do it right now for people? I can actually do it almost perfectly, almost like a John Wayne voice. But if you haven't heard the Optimus Prime voice, it's almost the Optimus Prime voice in those promos I run, waking folks up, saying, "We take the info war now to the next level." But I've got to, you know, kind of focus to get into that mode. Do what? Okay. They were just saying that Chapman's probably pouring himself another martini. But Chapman doesn't drink. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize to Bob Chapman. The point is, if you want to support us, we got 15-day free trials at PrisonPlanet.tv right now to try out the nightly news and all the rest of it. And if you do get the everything special, we do include a citizen rule book that's contraband, pro-America, anti-tyranny literature. And the Cobra Commander Golden Staff is not included. I'm sorry, but it's not included. But InfoWars bumper stickers are. Bob Chapman, can you believe that 2011 has almost elapsed?
Yes, I can, because I'm getting older and I can feel it.
I tell you, I always heard, you know, my grandparents, people talk about how time speeds up, but now it's, yeah, I don't think it's just that I'm getting older. I think the world is speeding up, Bob.
It's like rocket time. You know, you just pull one page after another off the calendar, and you said, where did it all go?
Well, Cobra Commander took it over.
Probably.
Our ruling class is like a cartoon villain. I mean, aren't they, Bob?
They certainly are, but it's not cartoon, unfortunately. I give you a good example. The coverage in Europe is about 30-35%. In the United States, it's not existent. I'm talking about the European Union and the European Eurozone and their problems financially. You have six nations who are underwater, and you've got all sorts of rules that prohibit the funneling of money into one project or another. whether it's a bank or a country or an industry or a whole country itself. What has happened, and the people don't understand this, and this is why I'm explaining it. Through swap agreements, the Federal Reserve has given the European Central Bank a $1 trillion line of credit. Now, they did it through a swap because technically it's not a loan. If you noticed 2 weeks ago, Mr. Bernanke says, well, we can't give him a loan because that would be against the regulations.
Yeah, Osama bin Bernanke got caught lying. They are giving loans to the European banks at 0%.
But this is how they're doing it, and they don't explain it in full. So the money gets transferred in a swap agreement, dollars, to the European Central Bank, which in turn digitally returns them euros. So that means that they're not borrowing money in the European Central Bank from local entities. They're getting a loan from the Federal Reserve. So they circumvent the law as well. Now, Germany made a secret, although legal, contribution, if you may, to the European Central Bank about 2 weeks ago they didn't tell anybody about. And so between the two of them, they got $1.6 trillion, of which 523 banks have already taken in almost $600 billion. And they turn around and they send the money back to the European Central Bank and say, would you hold this for us until we need it? The main thing they're going to do with that money is to roll the debt that they've got out there. And some of it's colossal. It's too much to go into in this segment of the program.
But I remember you 3-4 years ago saying the euro would implode, and nobody was saying that. So they're certainly doing it. Now, I understand you want to get into all the technicals of this, and it's interesting, Bob, but separately, well, go ahead and finish your point, but I want to get into Ron
Paul. The point is the U.S. is financing the European Central Bank, which is financing Europe, and the progenitor of the funds is the Federal Reserve. They're lying to us again, and they're going to get caught at it big time this time.
Well, even
and it's going
even
to be before.
Go ahead, as you said before.
It's going to be before anybody asks for a audit. This is going to be news throughout the news world, and sooner or later, it's going to permeate everybody. Like they hid the last $16.1 trillion that they did. Well, this is only $1 trillion. And one of the things about that money that's there, they can multiply that 9-to-1 and be prudent in lending under the fractional system. Of course, the average bank now is hung out about 35-to-1. So I just wanted to make those points clear, because that's where the money's coming from.
And
it's very inflationary.
Very inflationary, and so when are you expecting the inflation to really become noticeable in places other than commodities?
I think you'll probably see it in the second and third and fourth quarters. It all depends on how quickly they use the money and what they use it for. And at the same time, we get QE3 going. They're just not telling you about it in the United States. And they've been buying the toxic waste mortgages from the banks and not telling anybody. And those figures will show up later when they show their mortgage numbers, which are $1.4 trillion. The last time I looked, we'll see how much they added to it. And that gives the banks money, which the banks then take the money and buy treasury and agency bonds.
Sure.
And then they take the remainder of the money at 9 or 35-to-1 to go in the stock market to push it up.
And that is undoubtedly going to start pushing inflation up.
That's right. And so we have all of these things going on both sides of the table here. And they're going to be able to keep this system going for a minimum of a year. The only fly I see in the ointment in Europe is, will Greece go bankrupt? And I think the chance is 50-50. And I had some conversations on banking with people in France yesterday, and I'm going to be talking to them again. But they got a serious problem there as well. They're going to get downgraded at least once and maybe twice.
All right, Bob, stay there. I want to get into the Ron Paul demonization campaign and then the calls. but I blew 5 minutes talking about Cobra Commander. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round. How to grow extremely nutrient-dense food and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
The director of the Nightly News was in here during the break on my computer pulling it up for me that it's already online at Infowars.com. Suspect with knife cane arrested at DFW Airport. That's a good headline. We're going to change it to exclusive video of knife cane arrest. Exclusive video of knife cane arrest. And that way that totally describes it. And the guys are being mean. He didn't know he was on camera concentrating, so they were putting it on TV if you were watching that. That's the kind of thing Jaron and Chris do in there. They're like two gremlins. Going back to Bob Chapman, what do you make of tens of thousands of different publications of newsletters over 20 years, 20-plus-year-old stuff, less than 10 lines, as Ron Paul's pointed out, of you know, mildly disparaging stuff against, you know, inner city gangbanger types. And Ron Paul's always been on record who he is, what he supports, what he stands for. I happen to know all the real Ron Paul lore of him working for, you know, $2 a day at charity hospitals on purpose to help people. Mr. Goody Two Shoes, you know, Mr. Dudley Do Right is the truth about Ron Paul. I mean, you watch footage of him 30 years ago on TV. He's the same really smart, kind of hokey, nice guy. And they're just running with this, battering it and battering it and battering it. Bob Chapman, I want to get your comment on that. I want to play this ad here in a moment.
Well, I think it's to be expected. We have, for once in a long time, a real contender who understands all the problems, knows how to fix them, and who, if elected, will knock the people behind the scenes right out of the box, because he'll take down the Federal Reserve System and the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. And those are the two keys to keep them in control. And so this is big-time stuff. They're going to do everything, including making up, as the program goes on, or the election nomination goes on, it's going to get worse and worse. They will create things that never existed before. These people are desperate.
Well, it's like when they dressed up as hayseeds, saying racist things, claiming they supported Rand Paul, and then said he kidnapped women. I mean, it's going to get crazy. But the fact is, we know the establishment's bought and paid for. We know they're corrupt. They're all saying Ron Paul's bad because he's so good. Let's go to this clip, and I'm going to get Francione and ask where he found this guy down in South Texas, where the black fellow with his white wife couldn't get any care. And then all of a sudden Ron Paul came in and took care of him and then said, forget the bill. But that's pretty much standard procedure for Ron Paul, from what I've heard from his patients and others, and from his neighbors of years, by the way. So let's go ahead and go to this clip.
It was between 1972 and 73, but it was still a lot of prejudice around this area. My wife was sick, and I was trying to get some attention for her. Nobody came to check. They just left her there. Well, I believe I was left there because of the difference, me being black and her being white. And every time I would say something to her head nurse, she would get pretty upset. And then she finally called the Freeport Police Department, said I was harassing her. And, I mean, I didn't know anything to do. Well, then Ron Paul come to my rescue. He just stepped in and went to work with my wife. And after he seen her, I'd say no more than 10 minutes later, she had a stillborn boy child. And he said as far as the bill, he would take care of everything, which he did. I never got a bill from the hospital or anything, and he was a doctor of medicine, and that's what he was doing, was practicing medicine, and it didn't matter who and what and why he was doing it, because he think of one human being just as much as another one. He's just a honest man, and that's something we need now in this day and time. It's a lot of politics and no honesty. When you have honesty, well, people will try to do anything to blot you out. And that's what they will try to do to him, is blot him out, because he will be honest. And they need more like him.
Yeah, that's right. Ron Paul is not for financing forced abortions in China, or they tell women they've basically got to have them to get any form of assistance in Africa. Ron Paul is, of course, against mandatory sentencing, which is designed to put mainly black males in prison. And he's given all these speeches, explain that. And of course, Mr. Williams, James Williams, who's there on the commercial, understands that. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on this. Go to your phone calls. Get more into the hit piece by Slimeball Chris Matthews, host of Globalist Slimeball, on the hardly viewed ghost-like MSNBC, a shadow of its former skinny, hardly viewed self. So it's a shadow of a shadow of a shadow's reflection. We'll be right back as the mainline media.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the
run. Goes into cardiac arrest.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, governors, we don't need any stinking governors or legislatures. We just have FEMA regions and 10 governors, and the Pentagon's over it. And oh, yeah, you guys were worried about us using the military against you? We are going to. By the way, we produced a video that took us 4 or 5 days to put together, and then I premiered it here yesterday at this time in the third hour. And since then, it's rolled off the front page of InfoWars.com. But if you just type in slow kill Holocaust, you'll find the video. Just put it into a search engine, slow kill Holocaust. Proof the government is killing you. And get the video and send it out to everyone you know, because we have the Planned Parenthood documents and other information where they say we're going to break up the family, we're going to encourage homosexuality so people don't have children, and we're going to put chemicals in the food and water to sterilize you and to confuse your sexuality. And this is all part of why the public, even if you're awake, a lot of public can't get motivated or angry, because you're being given all sorts of toxic chemicals that are known to reduce aggression, to lower IQ. And it's very, very nasty. And this is only a 15-minute video. It covers a tiny part of it. And you'll think, man, this is overkill. There's like 50 different documents and articles. It's nothing, okay? It's nothing. That's the problem. It's so much bigger. The world's so much larger. People say the world's getting smaller. To use that figurative term, it's really getting bigger. And there's more information, more things going on, more facts to know. And in that complexity, evil can hide itself. And now it's not even hiding itself. Evil is out in the open, declaring everything good as bad. By the way, if you want to get a copy of the International Forecaster, a full year subscription of either the hard copy or the twice a week email version, Midas Resources has a great deal where if you get a Swiss or European franc at cost, fifth of an ounce, great gold coin, great prices on those, very extremely competitive, you get $159 free year subscription of the International Forecaster with it at Midas Resources, MidasResources.com, or simply call 888. I was about to give out the number to my stuff because they also have an 888 number, but 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and there's also a special number to call to get that video book, three silver dollars you know, at cost deal. Well, the book and the video were free, so is the shipping, but I can't remember that 888 number to Midas, the special number for that deal. So just go to Infowars.com. There's a big banner at the top that says buy these silver dollars, get free book and video, and that'll take you to a spot online where you can find that as well. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls now with Bob Chapman, and I got a bunch of other news I'm going to hit with Bob here. And, guys, my phone system just crashed. It's a great computer system we've got now instead of the old-fashioned phone lines, but it's crashing all the time. Not all the time, a couple times a week. It's very annoying. Seems like all the time. Who's up first there in line, John, and just air it for me? Sean in Chicago, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, people are awake. They're very awake. I'm in Chicago. I went to go see Ron Paul speak last week. I grabbed a couple yard signs, bring back to my condo, all the way back from I-80. All the way back, people were honking, they were flashing their lights, they were giving me the thumbs up. And then I park, I live in a place called Lake Point Tower. It's where Axelrod lives, that Sherry Blalick used to live. Very, very liberal part of town, very liberal building. I walked down the block from where I parked my car. People were pulling over and stopping. People were stopping me on the streets because I had two Ron Paul signs, so people are awake.
No. Ron Paul, as he said, is the focal point of the revolution, the counter-revolution against the global banker collectivist and their attempt to dehumanize and make us all dependent. And so win, lose, or draw, we win by Ron Paul running. So even if they cheat him and pull out all the stops, we still win. But it's a bigger win that for the first time, the corporate dinosaur zombie controller media is attacking somebody, and it's actually making their poll numbers go up. So Ron Paul, I would add, is in physical danger, no doubt. So people should pray for him. But what you pointed out is a great way people can experience what I've experienced without being well-known. I'm well-known now from radio, TV, internet. And so if I go down the street, every third person or at a restaurant or whatever comes over and is a listener. And I can be in the third world, I can be in Europe, and this happens very intensely now. I can be in Canada, and it happens. I can be in Florida, you know, New York, wherever, and it's growing. And that is the focal point of how many people are awake. It's not like, oh, great, people recognize me. It's actually kind of creepy because, you know, enemies can recognize you, too. That happens occasionally. But the point is that if you wear an Infowars.com shirt or you wear a Ron Paul shirt or you have a Ron Paul sign, you're going to find out that, my gosh, Ron Paul is the absolute front runner, not just in some polls. They've been suppressing it. And when they do talk about him, it's negative. It shows. Let me get comments from Bob Chapman on what he just said.
Well, I think the underlying thought process is we've got to have change. And who's the guy that's telling the truth? It's Ron Paul. And so he's the one that they're going to be drawn to. I'm hearing out of Iowa that he's got 50% of the vote. I'm also hearing that the Republican committee is going to move the ballots to a safer place because there are people who might try to interdict some things.
Oh, no, that's Washington Post with a straight face. Oh, it's going to be secret what each precinct votes, and it's going to go to a secret area now for your safety because the hackers threatened. Sure they did. Another false flag. Do you smell a giant stinking rat?
Absolutely. But they're trying to get away with it, and it'll be interesting to see what...
They are such a group of crooks, such a group of corrupt blobs, such filth, such criminals, such scum, Bob. And people can't believe...
I hope they're listening.
No, they are. Folks, later more stuff's going to come out, not just government drug dealing and money laundering and killing and white slavery and torture. You've been fighting these people 50 years, Bob. Undoubtedly, it's gotten worse because... You know, there's this paradigm in corruption, as you know, that the most corrupt in any group will then lead the pack, and then the next most corrupt will then double down. And so evil always intensifies. That's the thing. What's your take on that statement?
It's perfect, and that means that we can never, ever stop. Even if we get Ron Paul elected and reverse all kinds of laws over the next 8 to 9 years, we still have to be vigilant every single second of the day because we've seen what's happened in history. You know, you let your guard down and you duck soup.
Well said. Anything else you'd like to add, the caller from...
Yeah, Alex, I'm the one that called and told you about Obama's birth certificate. I guess that was half right. You know, he had one, but they were... I heard he was going to release on the Super Bowl. The same people were telling me that, they told me this from July, their projections from the internal White House projections are that it's going to be a broken primary for the Republican Party. If you guys could speak on that, they think that Ron Paul has enough delegates. He's not going to win, but nobody else will. Is that a victory? And could you comment more on that?
Well, the Republicans are getting everybody ready for a brokered. Because, you know, the Paulites, as the establishment dinosaur liars call them, are going to be there at the delegate level. But you did call a few months before and said they're going to release the birth certificate in a big stunt. And then it didn't happen when you said it happened, but it did happen as a big stunt. So I appreciate that information. What's your take on a broker convention, Bob Chapman?
Possible, but there's going to be an awful lot of irate people. And for our side, it's going to accomplish nothing, which means that Ron Paul is going to have to run on another ticket. He's got to run on some ticket.
Well, I agree. You know, he's been trying to, on the surface, say he probably won't run third party, but the door's open. He has to just to inject real issues. Let's go ahead now and talk to Mark and then Barbara and others. Mark, you're on the air from Texas. Go ahead.
Thank you for my call. I've been trying to get online for years. I've got two quick points that kind of freaked me out yesterday. The first day this week you had Lindsey Williams on, I went to go find the speech myself. And I also, like you were saying, I went to go check on ammunition, non-perishables. And all of a sudden, about an hour later, I had a knock on my door, and it was an AT&T person. It was kind of weird because I tried to get AT&T, that cable, U-verse, a while back ago and got denied for it. So I was like, okay, that's not a big deal. Don't need it anyway. But then all of a sudden, this guy popped up, and he was an AT&T supposedly guy. He had a paper badge, and immediately I looked, because he was trying to ask my wife questions, and I looked at his badge to make sure he was legit. It was a paper badge, like something you could print off in your house. Said it expired on the 31st of this month. And he had, I was just very observant, just from listening to your show. I was trying to watch everything he was doing. He had a packet, and there were, his packet was split up into different regions, and it had everybody's information. And immediately it went to my head. I was like, I wonder if these are people who listen to Alex Jones, and they're, you know, there's some kind of way they know. And he was asking, you know, he knew how many people were in my house, how many TVs we had, and it was crazy. And the one thing that gave him away was the fact that when he called back to his central location, he was speaking in military terms. So he was saying Echo and Romeo instead of saying M-A-R.
Well, sometimes they do that. But listen, you can just type in phone company spying on people, cable company. They now get them all organized and have them realtors all the time. Police get called if you have reloading equipment, if there's plates in your thing, you wonder why the CPS comes and takes your kids. And you bring in service people into your house. That's why it's good to go with small companies or good old boys you know. And they are literal government spies. They're trying to turn America into the Soviet Union, basically. Again, this is a conscious, totally wicked agenda. And they've got all the service clerks spying on you, and the rental car people, and the hotel people. And they get off on it. They get off on spying on you and treating you like you're a crook because they work for narcotics trafficking, money laundering, child kidnapping murderers. The government is run by pure evil at the top, and they're turning everyone into their little Renfield servants. And so how did this creepy story end, Mark?
He, after a while, he called in and he had this fake badge number, and he got kind of nervous because his badge number wouldn't work when he was calling in. So I just played along with the game and tried to order the service with him to see if he could actually get the service turned on at my house. He started fumbling over his words. It's kind of like he already knew that I had tried this before and it didn't work, and he knew he was going to get
kind of there's another thing that could be happening. There's a lot of general criminals posing as service people as well, and he could have been casing you out, but I appreciate your call. So how did it end?
He finally caught wind. We got to talking, and I actually started talking about your show and talking about, you know, how things are going on in the world. It kind of freaked him out, and he kind of hurried up, tried to end his
I was about to say, sometimes their agents are sub-minions, and they want you to know they're a government like it's going to intimidate you. And as soon as you let them know you're not afraid, they hate it. They literally drink the fear. Appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, your take on this.
I think we can trace this back to the end of the demarcation between East and West Germany, and Marcus Wolff being invited to the United States along with the people who worked in Stasi to tell you how they control people. They had the most sophisticated operation in the Soviet Union. And so this is where all of these kinds of ideas came from and how they were refined and then passed on to the United States government.
But more importantly, and I agree with you, it's about a chilling effect where they want you to know they'll arrest you for no reason. They want you to know they're spying. Good, you little crooks. Good, I'm glad you're scum. I don't have anything to hide, you filth. You do. And that's the attitude. They're doing this to create a chilling effect. Barbara in Texas, listening on 1630 AM out of Dallas, KKGM. Go ahead, Barbara, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm an old woman, but I've been getting woke up by the Southwest Radio Church in Oklahoma for 65 years.
Oh, I've been a guest on that. They're great people.
Yes. And what I wanted to know was where it can get a radio log of you. And then what they said on Southwest Radio today was that now the law has been put in place that our military can sodomize and they can do bestiality stuff.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't read the whole NDAA. It was thousands of pages, but I scanned over the sections that I saw Ron Paul talking about and stuff and read it. And I heard it's got bestiality in it. And I was like, come on. And I went and pulled it up, control F'd on the computer, you know, for keyword search, bestiality. And it says the military can take pigs, cows, whatever they want, right into the barracks. Guys, pull in NDAA legalizes bestiality. You cannot make this up. I mean, it's always, that's what I mean. No, it says they're now going to have pigs on base and goats and stuff. I mean, who can, it said the troops now, like, instead of, like, just showing two women kissing on the cover of a magazine, they're not going to be met by, like, a cow or something when you get off the ship. Bob Chapman, your take on that. I'm not kidding.
It doesn't get any weirder than that. I'm telling you. That is unbelievable.
And by the way, as for Radio Log, ma'am, we probably should have every show available on DVD or something for sale, but we just never did it. All the archives are online, saved. And if you've got friends and family that are savvy on computers, I'm not very savvy, they can download it and put it on disk or whatever for you. But by radio log, what specifically do you mean?
I want to know what stations I can find you on when I go across the country.
Oh, you're talking about an affiliate list. Yes, that's it. GCNlive.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah, there's Texas GOP Vote is talking about it. Texas Senators Vote to legalize sex with animals, the National Defense Authorization Act. So they found a Texas article. Just type in NDAA bestiality, and you'll get like AP Reuters. Yo, Bob, who can make this up?
It is beyond anything I ever thought would happen. I knew of the rampant pedophilia that had gone on for the last 100 years that was recordable. But bringing animals into the act is I don't know what's behind that.
I shouldn't laugh, but pretty soon you'll get arrested like in Europe and criticize groups. You'll go to a party or you'll go out and there'll be someone there like with their monkey or their pig dressed up, and there'll be wedding services. No, I'm not kidding. There are groups calling for that, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody shows up, get married to their donkey. I mean, what? There's no end to this. Oh, man. Oh, okay, I shouldn't. We'll be right back with more of your calls straight ahead. And then we've got our fourth hour we're doing today. And if your local AM and FM doesn't cover it, it'll be on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. But this is Key coming up with Gary Franchi and Max Kaiser.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Yeah, this hadn't been a big media issue, but I have seen it in the news, and during the break, I looked it up. At White House press briefing, reporter asked if Obama approves of bestiality, because it's in the new National Defense Authorization Act. And here's the report. The two Texas senators voted for it. I mean, well, you can't be politically incorrect. Here's the Indiana Express News reporting. SPCA reports alleged bestiality with dogs. Well, you're being beastophobic. You're just not open-minded. Okay, this is unbelievable. Yes, Senate defense bill removes military ban on sodomy and bestiality. That's off LifeSite. Here's a Washington Post article about it, and they report it like it's kind of cool. You know, hey, this is trendy. When I talk about trendiness, folks, that, you know, they sell, it's not trendy to like Ron Paul. He's a kook. It's not trendy to be into freedom. Hey, look at these guys. They don't want troops on the streets. They're crazy. Meanwhile, a couple years ago, they're crazy. They think we want to put troops on the streets. Now we are, but they're still crazy. And the general public just kind of buys into all this stuff, those that aren't awake. We've got Gary Franchi coming up here. I'm going to do a special year-end top 10 news stories from our perspective, not on the nightly news and a lot more. Ray McGovern's joining us, but we do have a whole other hour coming up as we talk about Ron Paul and a bunch of other issues I haven't gotten to yet. But I want to go back to the calls in this little short segment, the next with Bob Chapman before he's got to leave us. But let's go ahead and go to some more calls here. But, I mean, just briefly going back to this, Bob. More and more, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. Don't you feel like that?
I really do, and it's things I never expected. I didn't think that kind of agenda would be important, but the way they've shaped this whole thing, it's the total disruption. I mean, you brought it up earlier with the acceptance of homosexuality and to keep the birth rate down and things like that. So it figures if you're not doing it human to human, maybe you should go off and do things with animals. And so I guess it does conform to today's thinking in their part. But I would have never thought that they would get into that.
Well, all I can say is that things are definitely going insane. Robert in Texas, you're on the air with extremists who think that the military should not have pigs on board aircraft carriers for the captain's pleasure. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm one of those extremists, too. I'll try to make this quick.
Yeah, when you see a squirrel in a tree, you don't get excited. You are a bad person.
Or watch Animal Planet in the middle of the night by yourself with a box of tissues. Anyway.
Okay, let's stop. I shouldn't have gone there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My fault. Okay, anyway, real quick, the Mark Levin show got blitzed by Ron Paul supporters last night. The video is up on Funkmaster5.com or the YouTube channel Funkmaster5.
Who got blitzed?
Right. The Mark Levin show. And it was one caller, and then two callers later, another caller called in and just pummeled them with facts and information. He tried to call the fact that Ron Paul has the most military support out of all the candidates a myth. And after the first caller called in, I called in myself and named four sources that are credible sources for that.
But even Bloomberg admitted that and said it was a horrible thing. He has more support from government workers than any other candidate.
Well, we flattened this guy. He was a guest host neocon guy on there, and we absolutely pummel them. It's on Funkmaster 5 if you want to link
up. That's what I can't believe about these shows. They claim all day they're trying to keep us safe from the Muslim dreaded threat and all this stuff. But meanwhile, you got a better chance dying from champagne corks than some crazy, you know, jihadi blowing you up. And then I talk to these neocons when they lecture me. Some of them call me and I tell them, hey, the government's funding Al-Qaeda in Libya. And they go, so what? I mean, it's just none of it holds water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.